Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The 165th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Tyreek Hill.
With the 37th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Chris Jones.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Juan Thornhill.
The 63rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Travis Kelce.
10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes.
And welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley and Kramer Sansone, producing, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, also Ryan Lawn and Tree. Rainy evening here in Kansas City, but Kansas City Chiefs get their linebacker position that they needed, Willie Gay Jr. They go SEC with Mississippi State, and they go SEC in the first round with the second leading rusher in that conference, the most touchdowns in Clyde Edwards-Helaire in round number one. So two straight SEC picks will Veach keep this up in round three for the Chiefs. Now a lot of things are on the table. Wide receiver for the future. Again, the Chiefs, the one-year contracts. DeAndre Washington, the running back, one-year contract. Anthony Sherman coming back 1 year. Mike Pinnell coming back, one-year contract. DeMarcus Robinson, one-year contract. Sammy Watkins, one-year contract. Again, as Brett Veach, you know, kind of talked about before the combine, it's about building and getting, you know, stuff for the future. Guys will be ready for the future. But I can see, and this is going to be an odd year in the NFL, as far as players, you know, getting the chemistry, the timing, the playbook is extensive, getting it down by Coach Andy Reid. But both these players, I believe, can contribute. I could see Helaire contributing. Again, you know, I don't think you're going to ask a ton out of players this year because of the depth. But Willie Gay Jr. is a guy that gets turnovers. And he covers running backs out of the backfield. And that's a position where the Chiefs need. I still think corner when I look at the wide receivers in this conference. I look at the fact that that's what Denver has done this year in the draft. It's what the Raiders did with Henry Ruggs. But Denver's first two selections this year were at the wide receiver position, including Judy in round one for the Denver Broncos. And then they go with the speedy KJ Hamler out of Penn State, who says he runs 4.27. He did not run at the combine, but that's what he says he runs. So they went with their own version of just getting some speed in for the Kansas City Chiefs. So Kansas City Chiefs still waiting to select in their next pick. But Josh Jones, the lineman from Houston, finally goes to the Cardinals here at pick 72 as we get closer and closer to where the Chiefs are selecting. And oh, Wachowski just texted me. He just texted me a tweet that I'll have to send you, Kramer. This is one that we need to get on the air, according to one Ryan Wachowski, and I'll send that over to you as soon as I am, because I'm curious. It says, with the NFL draft fast approaching, I was able to catch up with Starkville native when it comes to top linebackers draft. Here's what Willie says separates himself from the rest. I'm curious to hear this. The man on Twitter, Tom_Ebel, was the man on Twitter that had this out here. But aren't you curious what Willie Gay's saying? And I'm all for this, brother. I'm all for the nastiness. I'm all for bringing the heat. I'm all for bringing the ruckus. I like the Chiefs bringing a little nasty. Tyrann Mathieu actually tweeted out the same thing that Ryan Mikowski just sent me. The chip. The chip for Willie Gay Jr. So I'm going to send this to you, Kramer. And if you don't mind cutting this up for me so we can find out exactly what he was saying, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I got you.
Okay. Well, I don't – yeah, okay, I'm having problems sending this to you, but it's Tom_Ebele on Twitter. If you don't mind doing this, this is an unprofessional way of doing things, but it's all we have at this point. But I want to hear this. Wachowski said it's good. We need to play it. But Tyrann Mathieu actually retweeted it as well. But if you don't mind getting that audio in for us, make sure it's clean at that point that we can play it on the air. But I want to hear what separates Willie Gay Jr. And we'll hear from him later on in the show as he's supposed to meet the media here in Kansas City. From the 913, Spags D likes fire in his players. And then from the 913, we have to get a cornerback. But again, it's going to be draft and develop with cornerbacks. It's going to be sitting there, 913, bank prediction for pick 3. Do you want to go the cornerback direction? Yeah, I'm fine with that. Bryce Hall was one of the cornerbacks I really wanted. It appears he might still be here, to be honest with you. He might still be here in the third round. And I'm a little bit surprised that Zach Bond is still there. I'm really curious as to why he's still in this predicament, why he's still on the board. Look at some of the best available players at this point. We have Zach Bond still remaining as the best remaining player. Jordan Elliott from Missouri, the defensive tackle. Jake Fromm and Jacob Eason. Still remains Zach Moss, the running back out of Utah, as we saw A.J. Dillon selected earlier. And the Ravens continue to build with that speed they have in the backfield. A great rushing football team adds J.K. Dobbins to it. We haven't seen runs on tight ends. And again, the Chiefs bringing in Ricky Seals-Jones. Blake Bell signed with the Dallas Cowboys. And eventually you're going to need that number two behind Travis Kelce. Andy Reid likes those double tight end formation. Good center still remain with Lloyd Cushenberry, the third that comes out of LSU. He's still one of the remaining players it should have for the Chiefs. As far as the draft is concerned at this point, Josh Jones, the offensive lineman from Houston, and I asked Craig Stout, you know, why is he kind of falling? Because they saw him play at the Senior Bowl. He played well against good edge rushers at the Senior Bowl. Some people might have been questioning the schedule, but we've seen Lenore Ryan safeties that the Patriots picked, Division II player picked by them. Brandon Jones, the safety out of Texas, went 70 to the Dolphins. Matabuke, Justin, the defensive tackle out of Texas A&M, goes 71. Josh Jones, the offensive tackle, goes 72. The Panthers, Saints, Colts, and Buccaneers are remaining on the clock at this point. But for the Kansas City Chiefs, a couple of necessary needs. At this point, it's going to be best available. What do we have? Third-round pick. We've got the fourth round and fifth round. So three picks remain for the Chiefs at this time, and if they go chalk. And again, this is not a year of flexibility with Brett Veach. He comes into the draft with the fewest amount of picks in 5 that we saw with the New Orleans Saints. They had the fewest picks left in the NFL draft. Corner I do see as a need because of these wide receivers in the AFC West. But could be a developmental stage. Rashad Fenton, don't forget, comes back at corner for the Chiefs. I know they like Alex Brown as well. He was on the practice squad and active in special teams. They really like him. The safety position is great here for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I ended up DMing it to you, Kramer. I figured out how to do it with technology and stuff. Aren't we all about technology at this point?
Yes, yes. Speaking of technology, the technology stuff that we've used is now in the
Did you listen
system.
To this? We're good?
We are good. You can roll whenever you
All
want
right,
to.
All right, so here's what Tyrann Mathieu retweeted. This is what Wachowski sent me. This is what separates Willie Gay Jr.
Man, I feel like, you know, we all can play football. We all can, you know, run, jump, and hit. But my passion is different, you know. I'll die for this game, you know. And And I really, you know, depend on this game to change lives around me and to not just financially, but in a in any other kind of positive way, you know. And man, when I step on the football field, man, it's a different Willie then, man. It's just a feeling that nothing can take away, you know. It's like real joy, you know. So I feel like that's different, the difference between me and a lot of other guys. They just do it just because, you know, it's fun. I do it because, you know, it's really all I know, you know. So
I like that. Willie Gay Jr., that's the Chiefs' new linebacker from Mississippi State, talking about that. A different Willie when he gets on the field. I like that definitely from Willie Gay Jr., and we'll hear from him later on as he's meeting the media here in Kansas City. But cornering around three could, but this is going to come down to a situation what wide receivers are going to be left for the Chiefs. And where we're at, we're pick 73 now. David Hamilton, defensive tackle at Ohio State, just selected by Jacksonville. Cleveland on the clock at this point. The best available wide receivers at this point, we've got Devin DuVernay from the University of Texas, 5'11", 200 pounds. KJ Hill remains. Brian Edwards remains. And I really like Brian Edwards, Joe Reed out of Virginia. Remain. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, it's a guy that I kind of like as well out of University of Michigan, as Kramer batting his head up and down on that selection. I don't think the Chiefs will go linebacker again. Could be surprised if they do, but I don't believe they'll go that position as well. The cornerbacks remaining, Amik Robertson still there, Bryce Hall there, Cameron Dantzler. I don't know. I don't think teams are buying that 4-3-8. I don't think that they'll think that appears to be a something that is bought, Kramer, at this point, as you're a huge fan of Cam Dantzler, LaVert Hill, and still out there in Javaris Davis out of Auburn, still, and A.J. Green, the Oklahoma State cornerback, still remaining as well, and we haven't really seen that run on tight ends. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, as we mentioned, pick number 96, are going fast and furious. Devon Hamilton, defensive tackle, Ohio State, just taken by the Jags. We're to the Saints now, on the clock at pick 74. We'll let you know who picked who when we come back on Draft Night.
Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night. Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone producing the operation, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, Ryan Lawn and Tree as well. The Kansas City Chiefs selected Willie Gay Jr. out of Mississippi State, and according to Andy Reid, who was talking just a little bit ago, they were holding their breath that he was still going to be on the board. Kramer, one of my favorite guys, has been taken. Zach Bond, the linebacker from Wisconsin, went to the Saints, pick 74. I think this is going to end up being a good pick for the New Orleans Saints. Willie Gay Jr., obviously a direction the Chiefs want to go, and I understand why. Probably a little bit better at covering running backs out of the backfield than Zach Bond was, is Zach Bond kind of unproven and kind of a tweener as well. And I think people a little bit afraid of him on the edge at 238 pounds. The Lions certainly celebrating one of their picks that they just made, but Zach Bond going to the Saints.
Zach Bond, linebacker, Wisconsin.
Morgan will give it to Rodney Smith, and he gets hammered behind the line of scrimmage, led by Zach Bond.
Only Chase Young had more tackles for loss and sacks in the Big Ten than Bond. He's not big or fast, but he is smart and relentless. Bond anticipates the snap, tracks the ball down, and delivers solid hits. He's not a liability in coverage either, but that smaller stature will limit what he can do in the NFL.
So you go, Zach Bond. Now the best player remaining is gone. Jonah Jackson went to the Lions, the offensive lineman from Ohio State. He's a guard. He goes right after Zach Bond to Detroit, and Tampa has just selected Keyshawn Vaughn. He's a running back out of Vanderbilt. He had 21 rushing touchdowns in the last two seasons, second most in Vanderbilt history. He'll go to Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, and Rob Gronkowski with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Denver Broncos on the clock now at pick 77. Willie Gay Jr., as we mentioned on a tweet earlier, was speaking. Tom Ebel had tweeted it out, This is the Chiefs' new linebacker, who the Chiefs said they were holding their breath that he was still going to be available. This is something he said right before the draft.
Man, I feel like, you know, we all can play football. We all can, you know, run, jump, and hit. But my passion is different, you know. I'll die for this game, you know. And I really, you know, depend on this game to change lives around me and to not just financially, but in a in any other kind of positive way, you know. And, man, when I step on the football field, man, it's a different Willie then, man. It's just a feeling that nothing can take away, you know. It's like real joy, you know. So I feel like that's different, the difference between me and a lot of other guys. They just do it just because, you know, it's fun. I do it because, you know, it's really all I know, you know. So
I love that. I do it because it's all I know. You talk about the players that leave the game. He loves playing the game. And one of the big questions at the combine and everything else is, do you like football? Kramer, you've listened to Andy Reid and what he had to say as he speaks. He spoke tonight after the second pick in the draft. What all did he have to say?
We felt very comfortable taking him at that spot. It also helps to have, the people in the locker room that we do, you know, with Tyron and Frank. They'll take him under their wing, Hitch. You know, that whole linebacking room is a very tight group. They'll take him in and make sure he's in good hands there.
So there's Andy Reid speaking about the comfortability. I think they think Hugh might challenge for a starting spot, to be quite honest with you. But he's really happy with that, and he trusts Brett Veach when it comes to a lot of these SEC decisions. Wouldn't you say, Kramer? Is that all that he said there on there? I know that a lot of people probably ask him about the first-round pick as well. Oh, I was asking you, what else did he say?
I'm getting more of that.
Oh, you're getting more of that. Okay, I see what you're saying. But Andy Reid felt very comfortable. This is exactly what he said. Felt very comfortable taking Willie Gay where he did. And again, I think the Chiefs are sweating it out, getting him where they got him.
We felt very comfortable taking him at that spot. It also helps to have, it helps to have the people in the locker room that we do, you know, with Tyron and Frank. They'll take him under their wing, Hitch. You know, that whole linebacking room is a very tight group. They'll take him in and make sure he's in good hands there.
See, I like the fact he talks about Frank Clark, Tyron Matthew, take him under the wing, show him what to expect. And I like this about the Chiefs. They've gotten to the point now where when the guys show up, it's not training wheels anymore, it's play. These are the world champions. The Chiefs had a bit of swagger about them last year. They want it all. They want more. They're not satisfied with just that Super Bowl. They want more, and they will win more. Patrick Mahomes is not done at all. The Chiefs are continuing to build and grow at this point. And it's one of those things, and this guy, Willie Gay, kind of fits the attitude, the mindset. And I know people are going to hear about him missing some games, team violation and all that, but the players go beyond that. There are mistakes made. Players go beyond that. But what kind of player, what kind of toughness are you going to get in the draft? And I think that's one thing the Chiefs are looking for. Not only that, they're very cognizant about who they bring into their locker room. I think that matters now. It's just like when Terrell Suggs came to Kansas City. And to come with this kind of team that was going towards a championship to be a guy, to be inserted, this is what good teams do. This is what the Patriots used to do. It didn't matter who they brought in. They bought into the system. They bought into the quarterback, Tom Brady. They bought into the head coach, Bill Belichick. And you see that in Kansas City, guys buying into what Andy Reid has to sell, guys buying into what Patrick Mahomes has to sell. And not only that, for free agents, you're seeing the Mahomes effect already. You saw the Tyron Matthew effect, or the Pat Mahomes effect, when it came to bringing in the Honey Badger. As he even said, hey, you take care of the defense, we'll take care of the offense. But you see that now with the Kansas City Chiefs, and Terrell Suggs is one of those examples of, do we want to bring a guy in here, or do we want to bring in a guy here we fully trust that we can bring here and he's not going to disrupt the apple cart? He's not going to turn it over. It's not going to be about me. It's going to be about team. And that's one thing the Chiefs have been able to do going forward. It's guys, and you know, here's LSU guy, a Baton Rouge guy, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the first-round selection. You know, he looks up to a guy like Tyron Matthew, the Honey Badger. You know, he's got him. And they look up to him. He's very well revered in the state of Louisiana. Here he is with the Kansas City Chiefs. Is Roger Goodell now with the Denver Broncos cheerleaders behind him. The Denver Broncos have made their selection. They've been going wide receiver heavy. They go corner here. Michael Ojemudia from Iowa. So they lose Chris Harris. He goes to the Chargers. The Broncos went wide receiver to begin the draft. They go corner here. Vic Fangio finally going defense because that's what he's known for, is a defensive mind. And as far as the draft is concerned right now, we're sitting at pick 78 as Denver Broncos just selected the Falcons on the clock at this point, followed by the Jets. Then two straight picks for the Raiders. I'm curious what the Raiders do. It was a stretch pick early on with Damon Arnette at 19. They get the fastest wide receiver in the draft in Henry Ruggs. Mike Mayock had one of the best draft classes we've seen in decades last year, and that was without one of their first-round picks, Jonathan Abram, who got hurt and didn't play. But most sacks, most yards from scrimmage. There was a loaded football team that we saw from the Raiders last year. So I'm curious what Mayock does. And I still think he's one of the storylines. I think he's still one of the storylines of the draft. Put your money where your mouth is. And I'm surprised we haven't seen more. We've seen the migration to head coaching in the front office. You know, guys that really hadn't put in the work. Used to be the NFL. You went to the cycle. And then guys like John Lynch goes from the broadcast booth to boom, runs the 49ers. I still think we're waiting Lewis Riddick to get a job with one of the teams. I think Mike Mayock was an experiment, and why not? A guy that studies the draft and players as much as he does. Why wouldn't you trust Mike Mayock in crucial situations to do things? Matt Hennessy remains this guy at center at Temple, and people were thinking Cesar Ruiz with the Chiefs from Michigan. We're thinking center for the Chiefs. Of course, Austin Ryder here, but Andy Reid likes that flexible guys that can play inside at guard and flex in the center. But don't rule out center for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. I think that's one of the positions they could be looking for. Is in round three, I'm expecting wide receiver, possible corner. I still think they address those. There will be talented wide receivers probably there. We're at pick 78 already with the Falcons. Their pick is in. Then the Jets at 79. The Raiders, as I mentioned, picks 80 and 81. I'm curious what the Raiders will be doing. We'll talk about the AFC West, kind of the moves they're making, and look and see what the Raiders select. As the Broncos went wide receiver, down corner, what are the Raiders going to be doing? We'll do that when we return on Draft Night.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome to Draft Night with Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone producing the operation. Simulated baseball is what you see Kramer and I doing on the YouTube channel, 610 Sports Space KC. Wherever game the Royals are playing, we'll have a broadcast for you. 14-11 now are the Royals as they lose to Tampa Bay this afternoon. But you're listening to the draft show right now. Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore presents this. Much thanks to them and Ryan Lawn and Tree. Willie Gay Jr., the selection for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is Andy Reid talking about Willie Gay and earning the right to play with the Chiefs.
Yeah, like all these guys that we get, we try to make them get in and earn that right to play and that whole thing. So give them an opportunity to show, but at the same time, you got to get in and you got to do it. You got to handle it mentally. You got to handle it physically. And Willie's been a great special teams player also. So that's always an avenue for linebackers and safeties to kind of get in the picture of things. And so he'll have a role there, and then he'll try to battle to get himself into a starting position somewhere in there. Spags uses everybody, right? I mean, he finds a spot for everybody that suits up. They get an opportunity to have a little package. And, again, that's what makes Spags so great, but it also gives his guys an opportunity to feel like they're contributing. So I think he'll do that same thing with Willie.
And this is the one thing, too. It's kind of an underrated story for the Chiefs, I think, this year. These coaches all coming back. If there's one thing to keep your team going in the same direction, it's the same leadership coming back at the coaching positions. I think the Chiefs have several coaches on the staff that end up being head coaches, and Eric Bieniemy and Brendan Daly and maybe Matt House. I think they got several coaches that can end up being head coaches league. Who knows? Maybe Spags gets another chance as well, as he had another Super Bowl ring this year. He was the missing ingredient the Chiefs needed was defense, and he did the job. But the continuity of coaching staff coming back and having people that understand your philosophy and what you're trying to do and the skill sets of your players, what they can, what they can't do, I think that's very important. The Chiefs have kept everybody kind of in-house. Usually teams that win, you see them being raided. Everybody wants that success. They want to grab from the tree. And Andy Reid certainly lost a lot of coaches in his tree. Heck, what, 25% of the league will either worked for Andy Reid at some point or one of his disciples. It's unbelievable, his coaching tree. Here's Andy Reid just a little bit ago, just a couple minutes ago, talking about the draft process this year for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's been interesting, I think, for us old guys, coaches-wise, at least, you know, it's been an opportunity to learn all this technology. So they've got a setup in my basement here that's crazy good. And we've been able to work through it. I mean, I've been impressed with the draft and kind of how it's gone off. There haven't been too many glitches there. And you get a unique opportunity to get into people's homes and see them. Kids, you get to see them. My wife, after our first pick, she got a bunch of text messages after the first pick, which she would have never gotten before. So, I mean, it's little things like that that have been a bit different.
It's been different, man. Everybody's in their own houses doing this kind of thing. This is different. And the coaches, a lot of these coaches, some of these old school coaches, the technology, and a lot of these GMs, new age GMs, this is nothing to them, technology. But sometimes people are old school, and they're learning new technology as we go. Here's Andy Reid's thoughts in his press conference tonight after the second-round pick of Willie Gay Jr. He was also asked about what he thought, because we haven't heard his thoughts on it yet, on the first-round selection, Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU, the running back.
He knows how to play the game. He can block for you. He can run routes. He's got tremendous vision and lateral abilities with cuts and route running, all those things. He just he's just a real good football player, and he's got the heart of a tiger, as they'd say at LSU. So we feel really excited about him. And
this is Andy Reid on that. And Kramer, I've got some news here for the draft. Is we were curious what the Raiders are going to be doing. One of my favorite players in this draft just went to the Raiders, unfortunately. Lynn Bowden Jr., the wide receiver at Kentucky that played quarterback for him this year. Didn't throw the ball, just running it. This guy is an amazing physical specimen. It was a great wide receiver that played quarterback. Lynn Bowden became one of the more interesting picks to me because of what he could do. But the Raiders go wide receiver. They had Henry Ruggs, now Lynn Bowden Jr. For the Raiders, we see these wide receivers. The Broncos go two wide receivers, their first two picks. We see the Raiders now going wide receiver, cornerback, then going back to receiver. Well, he played quarterback, he was an athlete, but, you know, we're talking about a guy that led Kentucky in receiving for a couple of years. He was the SEC's leading rusher this year. This is a great pick by the Raiders. We saw Jabari Zuniga, defensive end out of Florida, go to the Jets at pick 79. And pick 78 from Temple. Is Matt Hennessy the center? I really like Matt Hennessy. And to be honest with you, had he been there for the Chiefs, that was a guy that I could see him go in the direction, real tough guy that went to the Atlanta Falcons. We're on pick 81. It's once again the Raiders selection. The Chiefs picking at 96. So we're getting within about 15. The Raiders' second pick is in at this point. But Willie Gay Jr. spoke to the media just a few seconds ago, and this is what he said he prides himself in.
Well, really, with me, just, you know, one thing I prided myself on was, you know, no matter if I played 5 games or 15, you know, I was going to be the same player, same guy, same person every chance I got to be on the field, whether it was practice, whether it was a game, whether it was scout team, you know. And I feel like, you know, that it showed. A lot of coaches saw it, and thank God Kansas City, you know, took a chance on me, you know. And really just that, man. And, you know, I make it work even with 5 games. You know, I don't need 10 to 15 games to make plays, you know, 5 games. I mean, of course, I would love to play my whole season, but just made it work with what I had and got the best out of it.
It's Willie Gay Jr., new linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, second round selection. This is Willie talking about his love of the game.
You know, man, I started playing the game when I was 6, man, and I was like always the fastest guy on the field, man. But when I got to high school, man, you know, just to be able to compete with guys that were some way, you know, just as good as me, it made me fall in love with competing, you know. And you know, when I can hit a guy, he gets up, he hits me, I get up, you know. Just the love for the game, the rough part of the game is what I love, man, and the brotherhood. And it makes you a better man outside of football. You know, it teaches you life lessons that you never thought football could teach you, you know, and that's really something that helps me a lot.
There's Willie Gay Jr. He also talks about trying to be a sponge from everybody, all the proven players, all the guys with rings coming back for the Chiefs, which it's a full locker room full of rings. This is what Willie said just a few minutes ago about being a sponge for everyone.
Well, I know for a fact, you know, they, you know, play a lot of man. They do a lot of everything, you know, and I feel like more speed with Tyran on the defense, man, and a great defense all around, you know, around him and Chris Jones, you know, man, and those great linebackers. I feel like that's perfect for me. I can get better from those guys, man, learn a lot. They can teach me a lot. I take in every little – I'm just a sponge out there, man. Take in every piece of detail, you know, whether it's something in practice, something in the game, something with film room study, you know, and I feel like I'm in a great position, man, and the defense is awesome, so I'm ready.
Mentions Chris Jones there. Of course, I'm sitting here rocking the Mississippi State hat as we go, but he's talking about watching the Super Bowl and now becoming a member of the Chiefs.
You know what's crazy, man? I watched those guys, man, but, you know, then, man, I was like, man, those guys look good. You know, I was watching both defenses. That's the only reason I watch football, to watch defense. So, you know, man, I was like, man, great defense game. And honestly, man, I didn't think I was going to be on the Kansas City Chiefs defense, man. And to say I'm part of it now, man, it's a blessing, man. Young bull coming in, I'm ready to learn, man. I'm ready to learn and get better, man, and soak in everything. So it's great, man.
The Raiders have done something interesting. Willie Gay Jr., new linebacker for the Chiefs. The Raiders, the offensive push by the AFC West. Now, pick 80, they went Lynn Bowden Jr., who I really like.
I like
Lynn Bowden Jr. a lot. And the next receiver, the next pick, they go receiver again. Back-to-back receivers. Now, Bryan Edwards, I like his size. I like his physicality. Didn't compete in the combine because of deals. This is the all-time leading receiver in catches and yardage at South Carolina. This is a guy that I mocked to the Chiefs in the third round. Bryan Edwards, big fan of him. So now Ruggs, Bowden Jr., and Bryan Edwards for the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, they need a quarterback to be able to throw it to them.
No. Okay, hold on. Hold up there. They got the two slot guys that could easily with Bowden.
Marcus Mariota will start for him.
Yeah, not Jerry. Henry Ruggs and Bowden. You got those two guys now at slot. You could throw it anywhere. You got Hunter Renfro, the 40-year-old, looks like a 40-year-old, but plays like a 23-year-old out there. I think give it to Derek Carr. Those guys are going to get wide open for themselves, and they're going to do fine.
Well, let me tell you this about Lynn Bowden. I liked his unselfish attitude, and really, if you watch that Missouri game, you see him step in there. He just wouldn't throw the ball. Lynn Bowden had 67 catches for 745. So in 2018, he led Kentucky as far as their leading receiver. Then this past year, he was their leading receiver again, playing the quarterback position because he switched to it. 30 catches, 348 yards, but rushing 1,468 yards. He led the SEC in rushing as the Kentucky quarterback ahead of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Which is very impressive. I mean, that shows you how the SEC works.
These are two of my favorite guys in the draft, and unfortunately, they're Raiders.
I just don't know what they're going to do with all these wide receivers for the team. You know Aguilar's not making the team.
No. Neville Gallimore, the defensive tackle from Oklahoma, goes at pick 82 as we sit here. The Broncos on the clock. Now, I'm curious what the Broncos are doing because they went two wide receivers, boom, boom. Then they go cornerback. And we're talking the cream of the crop in wide receivers of Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs for both the Broncos and the Raiders. And I like Lynn Bowden. I like Bryan Edwards. I like what the Raiders have done at the wide receiver position. I just wonder what they're going to do with quarterback. I'm going to have to really evaluate who the next best team in the AFC West is. The Chargers had a top five defense last year in the league. The Broncos' offensive skill positions are sick. So are the Raiders at this point. Now it's about the quarterbacks. Because with the Chargers, you have Tyrod Taylor probably starting for a while to groom Justin Herbert. And then in Denver, you have Drew Locke that got some good playing time, which is good, but he's on his second offensive coordinator in just his second year in Denver. And I always kind of worry about that or wonder about that, although he's very good in Shermer, a guy that learned from Andy Reid, to be quite honest with you. But the Broncos and then the Rams and then the Colts pick. But we're on 83 and the Chiefs pick number 96. So we're inching closer and closer as we're in the five-minute rounds. And the pick is in for the Broncos. We'll let you know exactly who they took when we return on Draft Night.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
And welcome back, Draft Night, Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone, producing the operation, getting closer and closer to the Chiefs' third round pick.
Woo!
Title sponsor of this, Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. Also, a thanks to Ryan Lawn and Tree. A lot of LSU fans. I see the Go Tigers with the GEAUX. So we're getting closer to the Kansas City Chiefs selection. Now, here's the thing. The Broncos just made another good pick. Lloyd Cushenberry, the third center, LSU. So now the good centers are gone. So now I don't think they're going to Kansas City because Ruiz was the best, Michigan. He goes early. The next two best in Hennessy. And now Lloyd Cushenberry from, once again, LSU. That's an NFL team, by the way, that played, that won the national title.
Well, their offensive coordinator is now part of the Panthers. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Lloyd Cushenberry goes. I like Lloyd. And I know our text line likes Lloyd because they were asking about Lloyd. They were asking, should the Chiefs grab him? And I was like, well, you know what? Maybe so. But at this point, the Denver Broncos, so we saw receiver with K.J. Hamler going in the second round. In the first round, we saw Jerry Jeudy going to the Broncos. And then we see cornerback, and then we see center for the Denver Broncos.
Got Terrell Lewis to the Rams.
Terrell Lewis, the linebacker from Alabama, 6'5", 262 pounds, a guy that can basically puts his hand in the dirt on the outside. So the SEC, once again, and again, the SEC had 15 players taken in the first round. That's a draft record. It was 12, but that's a draft record in the modern draft era for what the SEC has been putting forward as players. And we saw one of the local kids, Isaiah Simmons, go to the Cardinals in the first round from Olathe North. Still waiting on some Missouri run. Albert O, where's he going to end up? Will somebody take a chance on Cale Garrett in Missouri in like the sixth or seventh round? We'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out where he goes in the draft. I guess my biggest surprise at this point is Bond and how far he fell. Like, I am curious to watch his career. I'm curious to see what he brings to the table because I remember Justin Houston sliding to the third.
I'm more curious of why he slid that far. Like, that's what the biggest question mark that I have is, he not the type of person that teams are looking for, and he just fell to the Saints?
We'll find out. We'll find out, but a little more about who one of the Chiefs' competitors, the Denver Broncos, they just picked up Lloyd Cushenberry, a center from LSU.
Lloyd Cushenberry III, center, LSU. It was Cushenberry that was named LSU's team MVP in the fall, not to mention second-team All-America and first-team All-SEC. Cushenberry started his final 28 games in Baton Rouge. He can handle bull rushes at the line and also make blocks downfield. He's a great teammate and leads by example.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the key part of that? We play it again. And tell me if you can hear the key part of this. Now, this is unbelievable. You think about this team and how many draft picks they have. They have the Heisman Trophy winner. Listen to this.
Lloyd Cushenberry III, center, LSU. It was Cushenberry that was named LSU's team MVP in the fall, not to mention
team MVP with that team, with Justin Jefferson, Patrick Queen, LaVon Chaisson, Joe Burrow.
Say with Joe Burrow on
there.
That's good.
It was Cushenberry.
That's a sneaky pick there for the Broncos.
I think he wore that 18. He wasn't able to wear it, but I thought he was given the honorary, maybe wore a patch, as they give that out to two players. Kalavon Chaisson had the other one for Utah. Julian Blackman, the safety from Utah, goes at pick 85 overall, 21 in the third round. He goes to the Colts that made some noise in the second round, and the Buffalo Bills. Then the Patriots are the next two going forward. Our text line, 69306, the phone number 913-576-7610. I almost gave my phone number.
Yeah, I would have had to hit the dump button so quick if you did that.
I was wondering.
I mean, you get in the moment, and like I heard it, and I'm like, okay, is there a chance he might throw that out there?
Well, the Bills on the clock now at 86, followed by the Patriots. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the Chiefs' first round pick. He was on with Cody and Gold today. You can check out the full interview on demand, 610sports.com. This is what he had to say about being the first running back selected.
Oh, yes, sir. No doubt. I mean, just the whole 9 yards of the whole, you know, the entire process of the NFL draft and, you know, having, I don't want to necessarily say being the underdog, but pretty much being the underdog in the top backs. I guess it was more along the lines of, I was supposed to be waiting on, you know, however many guys to come off the board and everything. But, you know, ultimately, I've always needed a chip on my shoulder from always being able to work from behind. And that was the game plan. You know, I was supposed to be like the fifth back off the board, and now I'm the first. So I feel like everything came into play, and everything happened for a reason. But ultimately, I mean, just being able to be a Chief and land in this situation and be the first back off the board going to the Chiefs is something that I would never imagine.
This is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the first running back taken, and he was taken by the Kansas City Chiefs. Zach Moss now off the board in the third round, going to the Buffalo Bills. So speaking of running back, Zach Moss now taken, and I really like Zach Moss. As a matter of fact, you look at Utah and the run they made, how they kind of choked at the end. One of their losses on the road this year to USC is when Zach Moss got hurt. They ended up losing. Here's Clyde Edwards-Helaire talking about fitting into Andy Reid's offense.
Being able to get out in space and do my damage as far as running routes and being one-on-one with linebackers or being one-on-ones with down safeties, that's where I feel like I separated myself and ultimately became the first back off the board because of that situation and how versatile I am in that area. So I feel like that's ultimately what this offense consists of, and I feel like I'm, you know, it's just like the last piece of the puzzle.
And we talked about Tyrann Mathieu, of course, being from LSU and so well regarded down in the state of Louisiana. Well, there's another LSU player, the same position, Darrell Williams, who made this team as an undrafted free agent. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire has already talked to the Honey Badger and Darrell Williams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So texted the bat with T-Mat and got on FaceTime with Darrell. And, I mean, just they were overly excited. You know, I couldn't be in a better situation going into a team with some guys. Ultimately, my freshman year, I was in the same room as Darrell, so and he was a mentor to me. And then ultimately, just having T-Mat there as well as a mentor for the both of us, I feel like it's going to be very important. So ultimately, I feel in a more than perfect situation.
And here was Clyde's initial reaction to being drafted by the Chiefs.
Our initial reaction, we were all kind of just standing around talking, and then I had both phones on the table, and then one just started ringing, and everybody just kind of looked at each other. And and because, I mean, we really wasn't expecting the call. So my agent, he didn't tell me anything about it. It was all complete a surprise. So overall, I mean, it was a surprise, and I couldn't be more than happy to be a Chief.
LSU, man, this thing's turning into SEC with the Chiefs. I love it. It's one conference to emulate is that. Chris Blair was on with Fesco in the morning. He's the voice of the LSU Tigers. And I did that college football show, Rush the Field, this year on Thursday night, and I would bring on Chris. So we went to the college football playoffs talking about LSU, and he kept talking about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And he's talking about him a lot this morning about what a complete back he is.
he probably doesn't get enough credit. At least last year he didn't get enough credit on his pass protection. And, you know, there were a stable of running backs Coach Ed Ogeron had. They were freshmen, but they were five-star recruits. And at times we all kept wondering, when we're going to see these guys. And because they were in some tough games against so many top 10 teams, Coach O kept saying, hey, these guys are going to have their day. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, his skill set, his knowledge, his football IQ, especially in pass protection for Joe Burrow, is too critical to not have him out there. And one of the biggest plays of the year was in Austin, Texas, week number two, a 3rd and 17. Joe Burrow hits Justin Jefferson for a big touchdown that kind of sealed the victory. The reason that play happens is Clyde Edwards-Helaire gives his quarterback just enough time to slide to the left and make that pass. And to me, he's a complete back. And I think Kansas City is going to be awfully pleased when they see Clyde Edwards-Helaire step on that field.
And the voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, said what the Chiefs fans should expect.
First thing is he's got a good skill set. And as I mentioned, I think it transitions well into the style of offense that Coach Reed and the Chiefs are running. I think he can be a very good utility back, you know, teamed up with Patrick Mahomes. In fact, that's what we were excited about. I think he can do a lot of good things. But to me, what I think teams, what we said teams were really going to get if they went and took Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they're going to get a guy who won't be outworked by anybody. You know, I think, you know, Chiefs fans are probably digging everything they can late last night and early this morning about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. When you hear coaches talk about him, when you hear, you know, his high school coach talk about him, where he had a great prep career, when you hear Coach Ed Ogeron talk about him, he's a guy that's been told his entire football career that he's too small, not big enough. And, you know, a player is very dangerous and can become tough to handle when they have a chip on their shoulder. And I think that's probably been part of Clyde's story. He's one of the nicest young men I've ever been around. Very soft-spoken. But once he gets between the lines, he's ready to go. And he feels like everybody thinks he's going to underachieve. And he's done more than overachieve his entire career.
Man, I like stories like that. Keeps building up. Big fan of that. That's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers, the national champion LSU Tigers, talking about the Chiefs' first-round pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Well, we've seen Zach Moss now taken in the draft as the Chiefs continue, or the draft. We start seeing a lot of these running backs being taken, and a lot of these running backs taken early. You know, I was expecting a lot more fourth, fifth round type deals, but they're studs. I mean, the name recognition in college football with a lot of these picks is there. I mean, you sit there and you watch college football and you see it. Anfernee Jennings just went to the Patriots as they're working on their defense. Their first pick in the second round was a safety from Lenore Ryan, Division II, but they go Anfernee Jennings, linebacker to Alabama, goes pick 87. So at 87, the Chiefs pick at 96 here in the third round, unless they trade back into it or could they trade out of it. Still a lot of decisions and still some quality big-time football players still remain. The Cleveland Browns on the clock. We talk about that next.
Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.